Third fight was Josh Ugalde. He gets a guillotine choke in the first round, not even a minute into the fight. So let's talk about
Yeah.
that. Let's talk about that one.
So Josh did exactly what I thought he would do and should do and could do. I thought his opponent was a tough kid, but didn't, have much, wasn't gonna, not to shit on the kid, but he wasn't gonna have much to do to Josh. Like, I knew it was gonna be Josh's fight. I wasn't really worried. I was probably least worried about him on this card. I was most confident in him, matchup wise and all that. But yeah, that was the fastest fight of the night. I'm glad he got the finish. I was kind of giving him a hard time after the last fight that he didn't finish it because I thought he should have. Even and he fought a real tough kid, that kid Davison he fought. I was impressed by. But I also thought Josh could have done even more. Even though he knocked it out of the park in his first one, very dominant and all that. We expect, finishes and he delivered that like brilliantly. He did exactly it can't get much better than that. Make the guy miss, put him on his back, and then choke his neck. Like it was clean, it was perfect. It was exactly what I expected out of Josh Ugalde.
Okay, so why are you so high on Josh Ugalde? I mean, like, what about him in the gym? Do you see, like, what is he doing that stands out from the rest? I bring this up because you mentioned it a couple of years ago with LJ Riboli. This kid's the future, and you kept telling me, you're like, he's gonna be in the UFC one day, and I'm watching him. I'm like, man, this kid, I agree with you. I really took that to heart, what you said. I was like, Mickey knows his shit. Like, this, Riboli's no joke. And you're kind of giving me that vibe that you think, like, Ugalde's, like, kind of, like, got something to him too. So,
I definitely say he does. He's another one who I gotta we gotta see him when he gets tested in there. I know in the gym he comes hard and he's he shows that dogness and he shows that he's willing to learn and he's like he's he could be hard on himself but in like the way you have to be hard on yourself. And like even like going back to Baker. I just got off the phone with Alex, and he's like, "Yeah, man, I saw some things I'd like. I saw some things I didn't like. Some things I got to change." And I was like, "Fuck yeah! Like, we got to take we you always learn when you lose, but you can also learn when you win. That's like gonna make all these guys like just bigger monsters going forward." And Josh is like, he's being a real student of the game. He's embraced that he's got like a lot to learn, even though he's very talented. And that's one of the things I like that I really like about him.